The Example of Babel. Mike Owens offers a poignant insight into God's sovereignty. God caused the confusion at the Tower of Babel for His purposes. We can look to this historical event and somewhat get a grasp of the grand plan and know that it fits perfectly into what God has been doing in world affairs ever since. In light of this, maybe we can begin to understand God's sovereign plan to hide Paul's message of grace as the church entered the 3rd and 4th centuries. Not only was God in control of those in charge of the distortion of this message, but His plan was not thwarted by the nefarious church that eventually introduced mankind into the Dark Ages, the gruesome Crusades, the Reformation, and now the 30,000 denominations we see all around the world. This has been no less a part of God's plan than the Tower of Babel. To this we should include the many false religions. Even though they miss the mark, God uses them all for His grand purpose, which is to eventually display His love and mercy to all. Keep in mind, this life is not about each of us getting it right. It's God's way of creating a unique story each one of us will take with us to the day of resurrection. Our pain, frustrations, sin, heartaches, sickness, grief, and so on. These dark things in our lives are the necessary backdrop that will forever help us see and experience His love. They're all necessary contrasts. We can easily get frustrated with the rejection we experience and also wonder, why has God kept this message of the forgotten gospel visible only to a minuscule few? Fortunately, we can relax in His sovereign hand while simultaneously stepping forward with an excitement that He is beginning to reveal this beautiful declaration of relentless love to more and more people around the world, and He's using us to do it. What a humble privilege we have.